earlier this year, you filed a proposed ballot measure with the Legislative Council that would allow same-sex marriage in Colorado. What led you to do that?
Well, it started out with my civics project. So I started doing research. Like, I was looking at this map of all the states in the U.S. that had legalized same-sex marriage. And I saw that Colorado was one of the states that was colored in for a Defense of Marriage Act, or a constitutional amendment that defines marriage as only between a man and a woman. And I was like, wait, that's not right. So I just started researching how to get that changed.
You told the Denver Post when they interviewed you that gay marriage seems like a non-issue with your generation. What do you mean by that?
It just seems like people my age don't, like, we've grown up with a culture that's slightly more accepting towards people who are attracted to the same sex. And most of my peers, there are a couple that don't believe in same-sex marriage, but the majority of them are like, yeah, I mean, it's a right, so they should be given it. It shouldn't be this big of a deal.
So this is a conversation you've had with your peers and your friends at school?
Yeah, like, the majority of them are accepting, and the ones that say that it should just be between a man and a woman are like, well, the partnership should still have the same rights. It's just they're hung up on the word marriage.
Governor Hickenlooper recently signed a bill allowing civil unions in Colorado. Is that enough?
No, because a civil union isn't a marriage. It's a civil union. There's a difference in both connotation and denotation. Because when you think of a civil union, you don't think of the fairy tale wedding with, like, all your friends and family being there. You just think of, like, a bunch of rights. Like, marriage is a symbol, almost. And not allowing it to people because of hang-ups, it's just, I don't think it's right.
And are you planning to see it through? My understanding is an earlier attempt to get such a measure on the ballot was abandoned early on by its proponents. How serious are you about seeing this through?
I do want to see it through. It's going to get a little bit difficult after the summer because I'm going to school in Illinois. But I've had several people contact me about helping with the petition part of it. And really, once I get the petition approval, it's sort of out of my hands. It's like just getting the signatures, and I need more people than just me to get that done. And I can't actually circulate the petition myself, because in order to circulate, like, to get, ask people to sign a petition, you have to be 18, and I'm only 17.
I'm sure you didn't see those barriers early on.
Not at all. I just kind of was like, oh, cool, I'll do this, and like, it's been a big deal for me, but, like, I haven't really seen, like, I didn't really understand why the Denver Post was calling me for an interview and why, like, people got so excited about this. I'm like, oh, like, it's still, like, it sunk in a couple weeks ago. Like, actually, this is going to change a lot of people's lives, and that never had really occurred to me.
Thanks for your time.
Oh, it's no problem.